This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. I appreciate you being here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. I love this point that was written here. You know, and you hear so many people on the left say Trump is coddling dictators. That's what Joe Biden would say. Hillary Clinton would say. That's what Biden said when Trump met with Kim Jong-un, you know. And for those of us who want peace and don't want war, we always said the same thing. It's good to have relations with people. Like, it's good to have foreign relations. It's really good. I know that the... And I hate to say the word neocon because it's being used now in various different ways. But I'll say this. There was a mindset in the Republican Party that Donald Trump came along and eradicated, which is why you have people like Lindsey Graham who are now saying blessed are the peacemakers instead of performing that act on Patriot missiles, which he still does in the privacy of his own home, obviously. But no, it's a matter of. If you don't want war, you gotta meet with these people. You gotta talk to these people. It's just that simple. And we went through a period where we said these are bad guys, and so we're not going to talk to them. And if necessary, we'll go and bomb them. And you know, I would love to move past all of that and get to a place where it's like, it's funny. I remember seeing one time this dumb bumper sticker on the back of a car, which I'm sure was a Subaru. And it said, imagine if the military, I think it was something like, imagine if a school district had all the money they needed for books and the Defense Department had to have a bake sale to buy missiles or something stupid like that. You know what I mean? Well, here you have the president. Who is negotiating and trying to get a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine. And you've got Democrats who are out there who are attacking him for doing so. And you've got people in the media who are attacking him for doing so. Huh? I mean, like, what kind of a world are we living in right now? It's because it's Trump, so then we have to go and attack it. That's basically it. And the Democrat Party, I've told you for a long time, has basically become the party of war. I've been saying this for years. I mean, they Hillary Clinton would have got us into World War III. I truly believe that. I will say that for as long as I'm alive. I think there are some Republicans that would have got us into World War III, too. No question about it. But I definitely think Hillary Clinton would have done so. But look, just to prove my point, Susan Rice, who was former ambassador for Obama, former national security advisor for Obama, was on CNN with Anderson Cooper. That's exactly what I mean. You heard Margaret Brennan, Martha Raddatz. How dare you roll out the red carpet for Vladimir Putin? How dare you do these things? Here's Susan Rice, cut 14. Take a listen.
This is very concerning, if not surprising. President Trump has said for weeks, if not longer, that a ceasefire is absolutely necessary. The killing has to stop. He put the onus on both parties to agree. The Ukrainians agreed immediately. The Russians never did. He gets to Alaska, having said as recently as, you know, the plane ride to Alaska, that he would be very upset if there were no ceasefire and that there would be severe consequences, as you said. And he melted like ice in the Alaska sun.
Melted like ice in the Alaska sun. What do you want him to do exactly? Bomb Russia? Start World War III? Like, what do you want him to do? He meets with the guy. He tells him his terms. What do you want him to do? He flies B-2s over his head. You want him to use the B-2s? Huh? Bomb Moscow? Cause World War III? Global thermonuclear war? Or would you like to play a nice game of chess? Maybe the 4D kind, where we can actually, I don't know, negotiate. Maybe it takes a couple weeks, maybe a couple months, but we get there. This is what I don't understand about these people. I really friggin' don't. Yeah, John Dickerson. We have that audio, right, Matt? Cut 19. This is John Dickerson from CBS, who when Putin landed on U.S. soil, because this would have worked out well. Oh, yeah. No, this would have worked out well. Nothing would have gone wrong had this happened. Cut 19.
The president was also asked about mail-in voting and a couple of other issues, but we'll focus on.
President Trump clapped for his guest as Putin strode toward him and then bestowed the handshake and the pat he reserves for those with whom he feels solidarity. Above them, the thunder of a B-2 stealth bomber flanked by American fighter jets. That military flyover was the only faint echo of Mr. Trump's earlier vow that Putin would face serious consequences if he refused a ceasefire. Come sit by the fire was the feeling instead, as a warm reception helped Putin step in from the cold. A frigid reception would have greeted him in any of the 125 countries that abide by the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for Putin, accusing him of overseeing the deportation of Ukrainian children, a violation of international law. Instead, President Trump concluded the greeting by hosting Putin in his limousine. The welcome was a striking contrast to Trump's sharp Oval Office treatment of Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky. In Alaska, Trump ultimately did not accept a Russian proposal that would have compelled Zelensky to cede land against his will, the outcome Zelensky and European leaders most feared. But by Saturday, the president had reversed course, echoing Putin's demand for a peace deal without a ceasefire.
I mean, we should have arrested Putin. Yeah, why not? Oh, yeah. No, the Ruskies would have been fine with that. Yeah, arresting the guy on U.S. soil. Absolutely. What could have gone wrong? So friggin' stupid. Look, I'm telling you right now that we live in the dumbest time ever, that you've got a president who everybody said was going to be Hitler and a dictator and was going to love tyrants and love dictators and palling around with dictators and was going to start World War III and nuclear war. And now they're angry that he's trying to broker peace and not get us to no more war. Because they're the warmongers. They're the friggin' warmongers. And I've been saying that to you as long as I've been on the radio. Look, I'm not saying they're not Republican warmakers. I'm just warmongers. I'm just saying Donald Trump has remade the Republican Party into his image. And those warmongers are now singing a very different tune. Or they're teaching at colleges. I'm not saying they won't be back. And they're still floating around. The John Boltons of the world and others. One of those guys who was at one point, I think, a warmonger, who's now certainly changed his tune. Let's hope it sticks. Marco Rubio. Here he was with Jesse Waters last night, talking about this conglomeration of countries committed to providing security assistance for Ukraine. Cut 12.
witnessing it, and they've been a part of it.
So these European nations, and some of these are NATO countries, are they willing to put troops on the ground in Ukraine to cement this peace deal? Would that make Ukraine kind of like a NATO ally?
Well, what's being contemplated, look, any sovereign country in the world has a right to enter into security alliances with other countries. You know, it's not just NATO. We have such alliances with South Korea. We have it with Japan. Other countries have it with each other. And so I think everyone would acknowledge, including, by the way, for the first time, the Russian side, under President Trump's sort of pressure or, you know, a suggestion, is that, in fact, a Ukraine post-conflict has a right to enter into security agreements with other countries. And we will work with our European allies and non-European countries, by the way, to build such a security guarantee. We're working on that right now. We'll continue to work on that. And that'll be something that'll have to be in place after a peace deal, so that Ukraine can feel safe moving forward. And we're coordinating that as we speak. We're involved in the coordination of it. So, yeah, there are a number of countries that are willing to step forward and provide Ukraine security guarantees. But as the Ukrainians have said to us, and I think have said publicly, you know, the strongest security guarantee they can come up with their future is to have a strong military moving forward. And that's the other dynamic that's changed. We're no longer giving Ukraine weapons. We're no longer giving Ukraine money. We are now selling them weapons, and European countries are paying for it through NATO. They are using NATO to buy the weapons and transfer them to Ukraine. That's another big change from the way this war was approached just a few, you know, just under the Biden administration, for example.
Yeah, and CNN suggesting that Trump is acting on behalf of Putin against Ukraine. You see, again, this is what I don't understand. He brings in NATO. He brings in Europe. He assembles all of these people around the room, and somehow CNN global affairs analyst Kimberly Dozier and Boris Sanchez, and they're sitting there going that somehow this is against Ukraine's interests. I don't get this. I really don't. Trump could just do nothing, just like Biden did nothing because Ukraine was losing. But this is somehow now helping Putin. That's the narrative they all keep putting out there, because they can't put out the narrative that Donald Trump is actually trying to achieve peace here. They just can't, because they've spent years and years telling you that he's a dictator who's going to destroy the world and blah, blah, blah. And he's a Russian puppet and blah, blah, blah. Cut 18.
The president was also asked about mail-in voting and a couple of other issues, but we'll focus on the big headline, which is, Kim, that President Trump said that as soon as these meetings wrap,
yeah,
he's going to call Vladimir Putin and perhaps schedule a trilateral meeting.
Yeah, the fact that he feels he's got to check in with Putin right away, and that just as this meeting is taking place, we get news that Putin is saying, by the way, no NATO troops on the ground in Ukraine. That is unacceptable. Still feels like Trump needs Putin's approval in a way that's got to be very disturbing to Zelensky sitting there. But of course, Zelensky was a good actor. He's playing it cool. He's not biting on any of the questions he got. And hopefully what's going to happen is they're going to go into this meeting with European officials, and the Europeans are saying, we need to put these troops on the ground inside Ukraine, and it's not Vladimir Putin's business.
But over the past couple of days, Brianna, what we've seen here in Moscow is really the Russians just exuding optimism after that summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, where they believe that the Trump administration is now very much on the same page as the Putin administration as far as not wanting a direct ceasefire, but rather going for a negotiations process at the end of which would be a larger peace agreement. That, in effect, is what Vladimir Putin has been calling for the entire time, Brianna.
A ceasefire, you idiot, gives Russia time to rearm. But Gregory Meeks, Democrat of New York, House Foreign Affairs Committee ranking member, said the following, quote, by quite literally rolling out the red carpet, Trump has legitimized Russia's aggression and whitewashed Putin's war crimes. So you see, we're not even supposed to talk to the guy. We're not supposed to have any conversations. We're not supposed to have a trilat, a bilat, no lats. Just skip lats. Like, you know, the day that you go to the gym and you don't do lats. No lats. The NATO Secretary General, Because again, remember, we were going to, Trump was going to destroy NATO. There's going to be no NATO left. No NATO. It was, if you could destroy NATO, he hated NATO because NATO would stop Putin. And this was the thing. He was going to destroy NATO. He didn't believe in NATO. Blah, 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 blah. Instead, he's got NATO to go from committing to 2% but not paying to actually paying 5%. And NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte acknowledging the president's criticism was correct. Cut 16, Matt.
Mr. Secretary General, I want you to take us, if you would, our viewers across the country, into the room with Donald Trump when the cameras were pulled back and it was just all of you. What was he like? What is his conversational tone like with you? Because for years, we've heard about, oh, he wants to ruin NATO. He wants to break up NATO. He's a great disruptor. He doesn't know what he's doing. Tell us what he's like behind closed doors.
Well, he was amazing, and he is amazing. And let me tell you this, that his criticism of NATO was right. What he was saying is that the U.S. is spending so much more on its defense and therefore spending on the collective defense of NATO territory than the Europeans. And the great thing is, and I think this is, and I hope the Americans see this, probably one of his biggest foreign policy successes of his president, of Trump 47, is that during the NATO summit, we committed collectively to this 5% spending, including 3.5% on the core defense spending. That's the same the U.S. is spending. So now we are equalizing what the U.S. is spending, what the Europeans are spending. And he has therefore taken a different view. He always said that he supported NATO, but he also expected the Europeans to pay up, to spend more. He has been successful in doing this. So today, the conversation was a conversation among friends, among close allies who respect each other, who like each other, who know each other very well, discussing how we can bring this terrible war to an end. And this is a goal we all have in common. And without President Trump, this deadlock with Putin would not have been broken. He was the only one who could do this, starting in February.
Imagine that. And I like what Secretary Scott Bessent said. I like this analogy that he used with Vladimir Putin. Cut 17.
That there will likely be a bilateral meeting, and then perhaps one that includes President Trump. Is that where things stand right now?
Well, Joe, let's go all the way back to Friday, because I want to set the record straight on what went on in Alaska. Alaska was a show of force by President Trump. He invited President Putin to land that the Russians used to own. He displayed a huge amount of military hardware and then did a flyover. It was kind of like inviting your uncontrollable neighbor to your house and showing him your gun case.
Exactly. Well said. Listen, if you need complicated dental surgery, I'm talking the whole nine yards. I'm talking implants. I'm talking crowns. I'm talking caps, whatever it is. Question for you. Do you go to the closest dentist? Do you go to some pop-up chain dental office? Heck no. You go to the best dentist. You go to Dr. Mike Veneria. That's right. My dentist, my family's dentist, the man himself. Dr. Mike is the undisputed master of dental implants, the undisputed master of giving you your best smile. And that's why for 12 consecutive years, he has been recognized among his peers as the undisputed master of dental implants, the undisputed master of giving people a beautiful smile. And the experts consider Dr. Mike the expert, and the experts send their patients to Dr. Mike. Heck, the experts go to Dr. Mike. Doctors go to Dr. Mike. Hospital administrators go to Dr. Mike. Dr. Maz goes to Dr. Mike. And of course, Dr. Mike is my family dentist. In fact, he gave Bridget a beautiful new smile just last year. So what are you waiting for? If you've had a consultation for dental implants, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike Veneria. It's worth it. And no matter where you are, he's easy to get to with two locations right over the bridge, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So just reach out to him today. You'll love the people in the office. The staff is great, caring and compassionate, all of them. Great music playing. And Dr. Mike's the man. Great conversationalist. And yeah, you know what? You got to see a dentist. It's good for your health. There's a connection between your mouth health and your gut microbiome. Your whole body's connected. So if you've been putting it off, stop putting it off. and make your appointment today for that free implant consultation with Dr. Mike Venaria. VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. My dentist, my friend, and the master of dental implants, VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And on this theme, by the way, of all these people being against people, I know I played this clip earlier in the show, but it's worth playing again. Caroline Levitt shredding the fake news. And it's infuriating to me as a guy who wants peace, as a guy who's trying to get peace to, I mean, as a guy who watches the president trying to get peace. The fact that you're seeing the media and all these Democrats rooting against the president. Rooting against our president. They used to say, what, politics stopped at the water's edge? Well, all these idiots are rooting against him actively. So here's the White House press secretary today during the briefing, cut number 3.
However, one thing that has absolutely not changed is the media's negative and downright false coverage of President Trump and his foreign policy accomplishments. From the beginning of this entire process, much of the left-wing media has been actively rooting against the president of the United States in the pursuit of peace. Initially, the media ridiculously claimed that President Trump was somehow beholden to Russia for even agreeing to have a face-to-face discussion with President Putin inside of the United States. The media said President Trump was making a grave mistake by, quote, legitimizing Putin. They were aghast that President Trump would treat another world leader like a world leader. The media relentlessly attacked President Trump and claimed he suffered a, quote, major defeat for not immediately emerging with a final agreement, even though he said heading into that meeting, this was a meeting to listen and to understand how to move the ball forward. All weekend following those historic U.S.-Russia bilateral talks, we listened to clueless pundits on television trying but failing to claim that the president had failed. The so-called experts in the foreign policy establishment, whose record is nothing but endless wars, trillions of wasted taxpayer dollars, and dead Americans, have the nerve to try and lecture President Trump, who has solved 7 global conflicts in 7 months, about peace. This is the same president, by the way, who brokered the Abraham Accords in his first term, on top of more than half a dozen other peace deals this year alone, as I just said. We also saw yesterday the president of Ukraine and all of the other major leaders of Europe fly across the Atlantic Ocean to meet President Trump at the White House because of the progress that was made, and that, if you ask the media, failed meeting, but it was not. It was highly productive and it was successful.
Yeah, I just don't know why you wouldn't do anything but just give praise to the guy. Like, but we have to hate Trump. That's what we do. We have to hate him. All right, I've been putting this off, but I want to get to this, and I know I wanted to put it on video, but, well, we can put it on video. We're streaming. Anna Paulina Luna, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, claiming that she has seen evidence of interdimensional beings with credible people reporting movement outside of time and space. This was on Joe Rogan's podcast. You get to look at her, which is a plus if you are still streaming on YouTube. And you get to hear her, and you can decide for yourself. Republican from Florida, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, who is a person who is also convinced that there was a conspiracy to kill John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy, among other things she believes. So take a listen. We'll start this. Cut 29.
I can also tell you, and this might sound crazy, but based on our investigations and stuff that we've seen, okay, there is definitely something that I think would rival what we know currently with physics and a tech that potentially is out there that we don't have the ability to reproduce, because it would basically be like dropping a cell phone, right, off back during the time of maybe caveman. So, like, we just don't have the tech to develop it yet. What I can also tell you is, based on our interviews, and this has been something that you can go back and watch with the congressional hearings, but I was actually able to ask some of the witnesses, you know, what are these things? And they keep saying interdimensional. And then when you talk about the interdimensional aspect of, you know, are these things pre-existing, maybe outside of what we currently know as our own dimension? That stuff can kind of all sound crazy, but at the end of the day, you know, my job as an investigator is to receive all the information, decipher it, and then ultimately, from a congressional aspect, if you do have contractors that are withholding information or operating outside of the purview of the federal government, I mean, there's budgetary issues, but there's definitely something that I can tell you with confidence that exists that we don't know how to explain currently.
So when you say that it operates outside our understanding of physics, what specifically are you saying? Like, what happened?
To I guess, break it down in simple terms is that I think that some of the tech that exists, that whatever these things have, these energy things have.
What do you mean?
Well, they call them interdimensional beings. I think that they can actually operate through the time spaces that we currently have. And that's not something that I came up with on my own. That's based on stuff that we've seen. That's based on information that we've been told. And then also, too, I think that there's this historical aspect of, you know, this gets into the deeper theories and concepts of religion. And I think the history that we currently know, and that kind of spins off into another topic of, you know, you have the modern day Bible, you have this aspect of Bibles that are books of the Bible that have been removed that explain and kind of touch on these topics. And I think that we're in a time and age where you have such a vast amount of information that we have access to via social media, via your cell phone, via the internet. And so it's really changing the way that we understand, you know, the origins of life and the spiritual reality that we know.
Now, I don't understand why we can't play that, Matt DeSantis. What is that about?
Well, we can't play clips of the Joe Rogan show.
Why?
I don't know.
What does he care?
Just get hit every time. We've done it before, and we get lit up. Him and Bill Maher are maybe the quickest response times.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, Rogan's got – he's the biggest podcast in the world. What does he give a F if we play him?
I don't know. We can play the audio. We just can't play the video.
It only helps him.
Well, I could email him and see if he agrees.
I mean, we're just promoting him.
They've got great content, too, which is why it really stinks. Because Mar's always got something interesting to say, or a guest that's saying something interesting. And you know, Rogan is Rogan. He always has something like that clip.
Which, by the way, I know I've been talking for 3 hours and 40 minutes, but do you understand what the hell she's talking
about?
No,
I was about to say, which I don't really understand what she's saying. And I'll be honest, when we play clip two, I think it becomes pretty clear that even Rogan's not buying into what she's saying.
Okay, well, let's. I'm just bummed we can't see her because
we could put a picture of her up, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just go. I'll just look at pictures while she's saying this because I can't really follow it. It's tough. But by the way, our buddy Eppolito, Chris Eppolito, he's in New Haven, and we inspired him to go to Frank and Pepe's and get a clam pie.
Oh wow! I feel like we made a positive difference in the world today.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw. On X, he was at Fenway Park, I think, yesterday as well, wearing a Zioli t-shirt.
He was rocking the Zioli Army hoodie, which he's still rocking today, so I don't know if he's washed it or not, or if he has multiple, but...
I missed him by one day. I was at Fenway on Sunday.
Lucky for him. He said, listening to Rich on PhD after he convinced me I had to go to Frank and Pepe's to get a clam pie, hashtag lucky to be nearby, hashtag Zioli Army. And I said, Brooke Singman is jealous, too. So, yeah, good for him, man. Lucky, good timing. You got to get that. You got to get the pie and then order cheese on top, too. You got to get both. I would just, and bring some back for us, you bastard. all right, so here's part two. If there are interdimensional beings in space-time, can we get one of them to cut through the space-time continuum and send us a Frank and Pepe's clam pie right about now? Because I could crush one.
Yeah, I'm starving.
Crush one in a heartbeat. Cut 30.
When you say interdimensional beings, that they know that these are interdimensional beings, how do they know that?
That, so based on testimony, would be based on witnesses that have come forward. But what I can tell you is
the witnesses just were told that they were
interdimensional? No, that they've seen things. And what I can tell you without getting into classified conversations is that there have been incidences that I believe where very credible people have reported that there have been movement outside of time and space.
That's very vague.
Yeah. So, look.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Look. Have I seen a portal open? No. Have I seen a spaceship? Personally, no. Have I seen evidence of this?
Just
yes.
Pause.
Have
it. A portal like in Avengers Endgame, where they come through a portal and all the Avengers come back through a portal, and is that like what we're talking about here?
I have no idea what she's talking about. I couldn't venture to guess. I don't think she knows what she's talking about, honestly.
I mean, this is a member of Congress, so apparently she's seen classified data and classified information. She said, I've never seen a portal, I've never seen a spaceship, but I've seen evidence of these things.
Yeah.
Right? I back it up like 10 seconds, I guess. All right, go ahead.
That's very vague.
Yeah. So, look.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Look.
Let me go back a little bit further.
Getting classified conversations is that there have been incidences that I believe where very credible people have reported that there have been movement outside of time and space.
That's very vague.
Yeah. So, look.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Look. Have I seen a portal open? No. Have I seen a spaceship? Personally, no. Have I seen evidence of this? Yes. Have I seen photo documentation of aircraft that I believe were not made by mankind? Yes. Is there historical significance to this? Yes. Is there multiple events that go back to, I would argue, maybe even before the time of Christ that have documented this in text? Yes. So do I believe that the government has access to certain technology? Yes, to an extent. And I believe that certain contractors potentially have back engineered this tech. I think that that's what can explain the advancements that we're seeing. But I also believe that this is a dangerous level of hidden information from the American people. Because if you have an aspect of the federal government, which I can tell you, I, with two other members of Congress, were denied access to information at Eglin Air Force Base pertaining to whistleblowers because of the fact, and we can get into that story on what happened at Eglin in a second, but we were denied access and told that we don't have security clearance or the read-in authority on a special access program. That's a problem because I'm supposed to represent and be an investigative body, and you have then people who are unelected that are operating basically in secrecy, and that's a problem.
This is going to sound like a dumb question, but do you think the president can access all this stuff himself?
Yeah.
I mean, I would think so, right?
I would think so,
He's a commander-in-chief. They can't tell him no, you would think, right? But then again, this whole thing is so upside down that it wouldn't surprise me if they've set this whole thing up to just, like, figure out a way to keep him in the dark, too.
Yeah.
Or she's just blowing smoke out of her, you know what, to try to sound like a really interesting guest to Joe Rogan. Because all I got to say is, I've seen this, but I can't prove anything because they won't let me see it. And I saw, like, I was reading the page and the guy came and pulled it out of my hand. And then, you know what I mean?
I think she definitely wants to just come back on the show because Rogan's a kingmaker. If she becomes a regular on that program, she'll obviously have her stock rise.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's like an Independence Day where the president has no idea that they're, you know, what was it, an Area 51?
Yeah. And they said, he goes, why didn't I know about this place? And they said, plausible deniability, sir.
Yeah. I don't buy that. I think if Trump said tomorrow, I want every bit of information you can possibly gather regarding extraterrestrials and aliens and UFOs, I think he'd probably have a pretty good summarization as to what the country as a whole knows.
Unless it's like Butler is the warning that we can kill you at any time we want. So if you say anything about this, we'll just kill you.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then it's like, well, look what happened to Kennedy. Look what happened to, you know, I mean, they just kill you. I don't know. It's strange. Or maybe she's just on the crazy hot continuum. Anna Paulina Luna is, you know. All right. Well, quick break. Dr. Mike Vidaria is the big story sponsor, and he will give you the smile of your dreams. So reach out to him today. And book that appointment. What are you waiting for? Do it today. He's been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dentistry. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or venariadental.com. Coming up, the question, of course, on everybody's mind is, will we have a definitive answer on Russia and Ukraine? Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Excellent. It was fun having you on the show, by the way.
Yeah, good to be back.
When are you coming back next?
Whenever the Lord wills. No, whenever Frank wills, actually.
And when is the other guy coming back?
Justin.
Yes, right.
He'll be in tomorrow.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Good. Well, good. Well, we hope to have you back on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Natural fit. Nice if we get him and Justin on the show.
Oh, that'd be a dream scenario. It'll never happen. Nothing good ever happens to us.
I know. Oh, well.
I could do the video stuff. Justin can run the board. Matt can do whatever he does.
Nobody knows what the hell he does. Yeah,
I got plenty to do. I got plenty to do. Doesn't matter who we drag in here. I'm always getting grief.
Matt can do whatever it is that Matt does.
Right.
No, that would be fantastic. You could put out clips for us. Social media clips.
I just did that stuff for the morning show. So you know.
See. You should just do that for the whole station. They should just hire you to do that for everybody.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
That would be great.
Send out an email with some people attached to it.
Yeah, they listen to me.
Well, every little bit helps.
Please. If I do, whatever I say, they do the opposite of.
You should tell him to fire Andrew. He might be CEO by the end of the week.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah, you'll be on the board. You'll be on the RSC board. But that's worth that and 15 cents will get. All right, I should stop now. I already took shots at Soros on Fox News today. All right, have a great rest of your night. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Keep the conversation going on X. And we'll be back tomorrow with you for another four-hour show. Right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.